The three basic approaches Orange County uses to arrive at a fair market value includes a cost approach, which estimates the land value, a market approach, which refers to the prior market sales, and an income approach, which appraises net income. For this year's reevaluations, however, some longtime residents don't feel that they've received a fair assessment of their land. According to the Marion Cheek Jackson Center, long-term, Black-owned Northside properties are drastically overvalued in comparison to investor-owned rentals and other nearby properties in mostly white, affluent neighborhoods. The center said, on average, Black residents in local historic neighborhoods saw a 53% rise in taxes this year and an overvaluation of roughly $107,000 each. Following initial reevaluations being sent out to Northside neighbors in March, the Orange County Tax Office began conducting reviews and field visits for the 196 properties that appealed from May to July. Nancy Freeman, the tax administrator for Orange County, said these visits highlighted various discrepancies in how some properties were valued as compared to their neighbors.
After the revaluation notices were mailed, the tax office was made aware of inconsistencies in the value of properties within neighborhoods 7102, 7104, and 7110, which include Chapel Hills Northside Neighborhood Conservation District, and it also includes Carrboro's Lloyd Broad Neighborhood Preservation District.
To address these inconsistencies, the tax office chose to expand its review of these historic neighborhoods, taking the time to reevaluate each property, even if the owner hadn't submitted an appeal application. Freeman said there was a total of 665 properties reviewed in those three affected neighborhoods.
Of the 347 smaller conforming properties, the value on 342 of those were lowered. Of the 197, the larger legally non-conforming properties, 103 of those were increased. Their value was increased.
Property owners in those neighborhoods, including Northside residents, should have received new value notices sent either August 26 or September 7th. Because of the larger scale review process, the deadline for those residents to further appeal their case to the North Carolina Property Tax Commission has been extended to September 25th and October 7th, respectively. The importance of having a thorough property valuation was made even more apparent through an additional review done on the East 54 condominiums in Chapel Hill. According to the tax office, out of those 93 properties, 72 decreased in value after that additional review. On average, that's a $31,000 reduction. Freeman said community collaboration and cooperation is critical to help the tax office conduct fair and equitable reevaluations, whether that's allowing staff members on site for field visits or raising concerns to local elected officials.
So, you know, the continuing work with the community and being able to get information from the community, I think, is very important for us to do accurate work and to, you know, to avoid having situations like this, you know, where we have these disparities.
On October 5th, the Orange County Board of Commissioners plans to look at how to alleviate the burdens of Northside neighbors and address the bigger issue of inequity in the community. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.